COMNAV Air 4 Instruction 3500.20 Delta Aircraft Carrier Training and Readiness Manual. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 4 Shipboard Training. 1. What provides functional guidelines for division, department, and ship training programs? SORM Sierra Oscar Romeo Mike. 2. What is an important subsystem of the command's overall training program designed to be tailored to each individual's particular watchstanding requirements? PQS, Papa Quebec Sierra. 3. How many elements must be included in the ship's training methodology to maintain an effective training program? 7. 4. Which training plan is the basic instrument for informing personnel of training goals and operating schedules? Long range. 5. Which system is the sole source for identification of individual shipboard training requirements? Fleet Training Management Planning System, Foxtrot Lima Tango, Mike Papa Sierra. 6. Which training plan is the mechanism for planning, scheduling, and executing shipboard training? Short range. 7. Which training plan is used to indicate the ship's plans that may affect the scheduling or conduct of training? Quarterly. 8. Which training plan shall indicate what training is to be conducted on specific days, where the training is to be conducted, and who the instructor or monitor will be? Monthly. 9. PQS documentation will be maintained per which series? NAVEDTRA 43100-1. 10. GMT shall be tracked utilizing which program? R-Admin. 11. Training, muster, syllabuses for egress, scuba, and EEBD are required to be maintained for how many months? 6. 12. What sets out details of what, when, and how each drill is to be scheduled, conducted, and scored? Training and assessment cards, Tango Alpha Charlie. 13. What is the passing score for all training and assessment cards, unless otherwise stated? 80%. 14. Personnel assigned to carriers are required to attend formal training for warfare and mission areas. At a minimum, what percent of required personnel must complete designated training in each warfare or mission area as reflected in the Fleet Training Management Planning System or Enterprise Training Management System summary report? 80%. 15. What shall be used to determine warfare and mission area school accomplishment percentages? FLT, MPS, or ETMS? 16. All crew members, military and civilian, shall receive initial security instruction in accordance with which series? OPNAV Instruction 5530.14. 17. Emergency egress training must be completed within how many hours of reporting aboard? 96. 18. All afloat personnel will complete DC-PQS, NAVEDTRA 43119 series, Watch Stations 301 to 306, within how many months of reporting aboard? 6. 19. Personnel reporting from another ship who have already completed basic DC shall qualify on ship-specific DC systems of the DC-PQS, NAVEDTRA 43119 series, Section 200, within how many months of reporting aboard? 3. 20. All personnel shall complete emergency egress training within 96 hours of reporting aboard ship and every how many months thereafter? 6. 21. All personnel shall complete live firefighting training every how many years? 6. 22. All personnel shall complete self-contained breathing apparatus refresher training within how many months of reporting on board? 3. 23. How many basic wounds are covered in shipboard first aid and rescue? 11. 24. Which system is the foundation on which shipboard equipment reliability rests? Material Maintenance Management, 3M. 25. What is designed to train, motivate, and inform Navy personnel about topics affecting their military life, and to deal with issues that impact their military career, preparing them for future leadership roles. GMT, Golf Mike Tango. 26. How many phases is the GMT program divided into? 3. 27. Which GMT phase is designed for presentation to officer and enlisted personnel during initial accession training? GMT 1. 28. Which GMT phase is presented to enlisted personnel while assigned to an A school or the apprentice training program? GMT 2. 29. Which GMT phase is designed for presentation during regularly scheduled training sessions in individual units? GMT 3. 30. GMT 3 requirements are limited to how many hours a year? 12. 31. The safety officer and division safety petty officers shall execute the onboard training program for safety per which series? OPNAV Instruction 5100.19. 32. All hands NAVOSH training will be conducted upon reporting aboard, and at least how often thereafter? Annually. 33. At least how many 5-minute safety briefs shall be accomplished at quarters or muster each month? 2. 34. Initial Level 1 AT awareness training shall be conducted for all crew members, military or civilian, and how often thereafter? Annually. 35. All crew members, military and civilian, deploying outside the continental U.S., shall receive an AOR-specific AT protection brief within how many months of deployment or travel? 3. 36. What is a critical element in the planning and execution phases of all training and real evolutions and activities aboard ship and ashore or off-duty? Operational Risk Management, Oscar Romeo Mike. 37. Who is assigned as the ship's Operational Risk Management Manager? Executive Officer, X-Ray Oscar. 38. How often must all ship's crew members complete the Navy Knowledge Online GMT ORM course? Annually. 39. All CVTSC GRAM analyst personnel will participate in a minimum of how many events every rolling quarter of weekly SIP RT OP training to increase proficiency in low FARGRAM analysis? 10. 40. Each electronic warfare watch team will be required to complete how many Battle Force electronic warfare training scenarios per month? 2. 41. Which type of training is the foundation on which the entire ship's training program rests? Divisional. 42. Training guidance and requirements for reactor departments on CVNs is contained in which series? CNAF Instruction, Charlie 1512.3. 43. Which system of training has been adopted by the CNO as a means to ensure all personnel are trained and qualified to meet promulgated Navy standards? Personnel Qualification Standard, Papa Quebec Sierra. 44. The general background and policy concerning the development and implementation of PQS is contained in OPNAV Instruction 3500.34 series and which other series? COMNAV Air Force Instruction 3500.52. 45. What addresses the procedures to follow when tailoring a PQS watch station qualification of an experienced or previously qualified sailor when reporting aboard? Unit Coordinator's Guide. 46. COs are authorized to grant interim qualifications to individuals who are making satisfactory progress accomplishing PQS line items. Interim qualifications should be for a specific limited period of time, not to exceed how many days from the time the ship returns to sea. 90. 47. What is the entry point of the shipboard training and qualification process? Watch Team Replacement Plan, Whiskey Tango, Romeo Papa. 48. What shall be used to record PQS completions and create shipboard watch bills? RADM, Romeo Alpha Delta Mike. 49. what is distributed to all ships and stations to be used for ordering training manuals and associated non-resident training courses. NAVED-TRA 12061. 50. What are the benchmarks for planning and executing realistic, challenging, and effective training scenarios? Cause and effect. 51. The ATG shipboard training team should be completed how many weeks prior to CART 2? 6-8. 52. Which team is responsible for ensuring the maximum integration of shipboard training evolutions from CART 2 through the deployment? Integrated Training Team, India Tango Tango. 53. Who is the designated Integrated Training Team leader? Executive Officer, X-Ray Oscar. 54. Who will ensure integrated drill scenarios are developed based on individual training team inputs, coordinate all pre-exercise and post-exercise briefings, maintain all integrated drill critiques and lessons learned, and ensure ITT qualification records are maintained? ITT Coordinator. 55. What will provide guidance for developing shipwide evolution packages and individual drill packages during SBTT? ATG Alpha Tango Golf. 56. Who is designated as the Damage Control Training Team leader? Executive Officer, X-Ray Oscar. 57. Who will not be assigned as the Damage Control Training Team Coordinator? Damage Control Assistant, Delta Charlie Alpha. 58. Who is the Engineer Training Team responsible under for the operational and casualty control training of engineering watchstanders who perform duties outside of the propulsion plant? Engineer Officer, Charlie Hotel, Echo, November Golf. 59. Which system will be used by engineering training team members when conducting training and evaluation of operations and casualty control? Engineering Operating Sequencing System, Echo Oscar Sierra Sierra. 60. All aircraft carriers will establish a standing combat systems training team per which series? COMNAV Air 4 3500.69. 61. Due to unique operational requirements and evolving procedures, carriers will establish a standing Air Department training team in accordance with which series? COMNAV Air 4 Instruction 3500.86. 62. The Seamanship or Navigation Training Team is under the direction of whom? Navigator. 63. Who is the Medical Training Team responsible to? Senior Medical Officer, Sierra Mike Oscar. 64. Who is the Medical Training Team Leader? Ship's Nurse. 65. Per CNAF Instruction 6000.1 Series, one hospital corpsman and how many stretcher bearers will be assigned to each of the 10 repair lockers? 4. 66. The Anti-Terrorism Training Team is under the direction of whom? Anti-Terrorism Officer, Alpha Tango Oscar. 67. Which team is responsible for operational and casualty control training and drills within the propulsion plant? Propulsion Plant Drill Team, Papa Papa, Delta Tango. 68. Which team is responsible for training of flight deck, hangar deck, magazine, weapons elevator, armory, and armed watchstanders in every aspect of the assigned mission? Weapons Training Team, Whiskey Tango Tango. 69. Who leads the Weapons Training Team? Ordnance Handling Officer. 70. Which plan ensures the crew receives initial training for new alterations, as well as follow-on training, where applicable, to maximize readiness and prepare for optimized fleet response plan? Manpower, Personnel and Training, Mike Papa Tango. 71. The manpower, personnel, and training will be delivered to the ship at a minimum of how many months before the start of availability? 5. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.